Dealing with insults and lies. Jesus always spoke the truth. He encouraged people to follow him because he is the way, the truth, and the life. He said some things that are very difficult to do and may not seem to fit into the category of comfort and encouragement. From the Bible we read, "Do not repay evil with evil or insult with insult. On the contrary, repay evil with blessing, because to this you were called, so that you may inherit a blessing." From 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 9. Does Jesus really mean this? We see examples of situations like road rage and know that quick flash anger lives in most of us and can be triggered very quickly. Isn't it enough that we don't act violently in response to what others say and do, or spread vicious rumors about them to others? Not only does the Bible teach us to not react and return evil for evil, but it challenges us even further when we are taught to find a way to bless the one who is speaking badly about us. From the Bible it says, "Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me." From Matthew chapter 5, verse 11. As Jesus hung on the cross, he blessed and forgave those who put him there, even while they were busy mocking him and making fun of him. Jesus knew it was better to focus his actions on fulfilling what God wanted him to do, rather than be distracted by the cruel words or behaviors of others. God will help us when we choose to stop the cycle of insults with kindness. This does not mean that we smile while our fists are clenched. It does mean that we give up the desire for revenge. We let God speak truth to our hearts and give us peace within, so the insults and evil lies of others wash off us like oil on a non-stick pan surface. When we've done this, we can then ask others to tell us what their problem is. Sometimes we will be able to mutually resolve the problem. At other times, it may be the right thing to simply walk away in peace and pray a blessing on the wounded, angry person. Either way, God will bless our sincere efforts to end insults and lies. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I can't imagine not insulting someone back when they insult me, but I'm willing to do things your way. With your help, I will do my best to bless someone who, either in the past or even today, speaks evil to me or about me. Remove all lies from my mind and heal my wounded heart, and help me to see myself and others as you see us. Amen.